Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Watch program for today. Welcome to our News Watch unit. And I'm Tom, and she's Stephanie. We're going to be covering the news for you today. We've got a couple of news stories that might be of interest to you. Something about bionic lenses, which will correct your vision forever.
Wow.
That might be good news for people here in Taiwan because there are so many people who study hard and wear glasses to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine not having to have those glasses, although it will probably destroy the many thousands of opticians that work island-wide.
True.
Destroy their businesses. And the other story is about something else that's going on here, dengue fever. And that is no fun. I understand that when you get that, you experience a lot of pain.
Yeah, your joints hurt. It sounds horrible. And unfortunately, over 100 people have passed away from this.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
No.
So you still need to protect yourself, and we'll be talking about ways to do so because, you know, it's still around. It's not going to go away forever. So let's get to it. Let's read through our news stories right now, and then we'll come back to talk about them.
Doctor claims bionic lenses correct vision forever. Poor eyesight is a problem for many people. Having poor eyesight might mean you can't see far away or up close, or have difficulty with both. However, imagine if you could have eyesight three times better than 20/20, not with glasses or contacts, but with bionic lenses. That's what Dr. Garth Webb, inventor of the Ocumetics bionic lens, says. So powerful are the lenses that patients would have perfect vision, no matter how bad their eyes were before. Webb even claims glasses and contact lenses will soon be things of the past. What's more, bionic lenses will never degrade like our eyes' natural lenses. That means no more cataracts. So people well into old age will continue to have perfect eyesight. Webb says that the procedure to install the bionic lenses would be completely painless and only take around 8 minutes. The patient's sight would be perfect immediately after. Webb and his company have spent the last 8 years working on the bionic lenses. Clinical trials of the lenses on animals and humans are to begin soon.
The dangers of dengue fever. Dengue fever was rampant in southern Taiwan last year, spreading so widely that at least 19,412 cases of it were confirmed. Dengue fever is a viral illness that most commonly occurs in Southeast Asia, Africa, South America, and other tropical and subtropical regions. Unlike a regular fever, dengue isn't contagious. Rather, the Aedes mosquito carries and spreads it. Symptoms of dengue include fever, headaches, muscle or joint pain, a rash, nausea and vomiting, and loss of appetite. Dengue fever is quite serious, but there are several steps you can take in order to avoid catching it. First, stay in air-conditioned or screened housing to keep mosquitoes out. Second, try not to be outside during the morning or evening when there are a lot of mosquitoes scouting for blood. Third, wear long-sleeved clothing and use repellent to protect yourself against mosquito bites. Finally, keep water covered or get rid of standing water as it is a breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Okay, guys, let's dig in. We're going to start with our first news story. Doctor claims bionic lenses correct vision forever. It's kind of a cool claim. If you can do this, he's going to make a lot of money if it really works. We're going to have to wait and see. Let's talk about what these bionic lenses really are. If you claim something, you say something is true, though there might not be any evidence yet. They're going to do some trials, some clinical trials on these lenses, so we'll know for sure in a while. when you're talking about something that's bionic, it brings back to my memory this wonderful TV program called The $6 Million Man.
Ooh.
And he had a bionic arm. I think both his arms were bionic. His legs were bionic, I know. And he was like a Superman. He was still a man, but he had some parts of him that were machines. So it was kind of like half man, half robot. So bionic means artificial. So artificial body parts are referred to as being bionic. And here we're talking about bionic lenses. If you know anything about your eyes, you know that we all have lenses over our eyes. Even before we put in those contact lenses, our natural eyes have lenses, and he's invented something that would actually replace the lenses that our eyes have naturally.
Right. Well, here's the first paragraph. It says, poor eyesight is a problem for many people. Myself, I do have poor eyesight. That is a problem. These bionic lenses will help me just a little bit, but my problem is more that my eyes, well, it's kind of complicated. I wasn't born with my eyes straight, and I had surgery on one eye later, and they're not 100% straight now. So I don't think these will do me much good. But in any case, having poor eyesight might mean you can't see far away or up close or have difficulty with both. So how do you describe this, Stephanie? If you can't see close, that means you're nearsighted, right? Or if you can see up close?
No, if you can see close, you're nearsighted.
Okay, if you can see close but you can't see far, you're nearsighted. And if you can see far but not close, then you are farsighted.
True.
As we say in American English. But in any case here, some people have difficulty seeing close up or far away, or they have difficulty with both. So here we have the phrase, to have difficulty with. That means something is difficult for you. It's not easy for you. I have difficulty with learning Chinese. I've been studying it for many, many years, and I still can't quite speak it fluently enough.
We all have difficulty with different things, right? Well, some people can't see up close, and they can't see far away either. Most older people, after you're 40, your eyes change again, so you can't see things that are up close. I actually had 20/20 eyesight my whole life, so I was kind of lucky. All of my brothers and sisters wear glasses or contact lenses, though. And there was a moment in my life when I read too much in graduate school that my eyes became blurry.
Uh-oh.
But then they corrected, so I'm happy about this. But this sounds like a great invention. When we're talking about contact lenses, we'll often abbreviate it just by saying contacts. Do you wear contacts? We won't say, do you wear contact lenses. You can, that's fine. But for the most part, we just say, I wear contacts or I wear glasses. So these are lenses that are actually placed inside your eye. And when they do it, it's supposed to be painless or pain-free. Let's talk about this guy who invented this. His name is Dr. Garth Webb. He is the inventor of the Ocumetics bionic lenses. And he says that these are going to correct anyone's vision, which sounds really exciting.
It does sound very exciting, and he is the inventor of this particular thing, and it's called the Ocumetrics Bionic Lens. It's so powerful, or so powerful are the lenses, that patients would have perfect vision no matter how bad their eyes were before. Now, I realize in Taiwan you use a different system to measure your prescription. People are asking me that all the time.
Yeah.
Niji du.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how to translate that. We just use a different system, but I don't really know what ji du dor sao.
I don't either.
Yeah. But in any case here, he's saying that if you're like 300 or 500 or 1,000, you can still get these lenses and they will solve your vision problems because they are so powerful. So powerful are the lenses. You could also say the lenses are so powerful, but here the author has chosen to emphasize the word powerful at the beginning of the sentence. So it says, so powerful are the lenses that patients would have perfect vision no matter how bad their eyes were before.
Now, Webb even claims glasses and contact lenses will soon be things of the past. When you see that phrase, things of the past or a thing of the past, it means it no longer exists. It's either out of style, it's not made anymore. It's kind of like being extinct. As we talk about dinosaurs, they're a thing of the past. They don't exist anymore. That would be fun not to ever have to see glasses, and you could forget buying all those contact lenses and cleaning solution that most of you who wear lenses and contact lenses have to deal with. What's more, bionic lenses will never degrade like our eyes' natural lenses. If something degrades, it gets worse and worse over time. You know, usually time affects everything. It affects food, of course. Food doesn't last very long. But if you look at a young person compared to, say, an 80-year-old, you can see quite clearly that our bodies degrade over time. Our eyes get worse. Our hearing gets worse. Our bones are more fragile. Everything degrades.
That's right. But with these lenses, you could have 20/20 vision well into your 80s or 90s. And you probably wouldn't have to wear reading glasses or things like that. Now, this means no more cataracts, so people well into old age will continue to have perfect eyesight. Now, cataracts, that is a problem as we grow older. It's like little white things appear in our vision as we get older. You notice this sometimes. Elderly people seem to have these kind of eyes that are not 100% clear. That's probably because they have cataracts. And, of course, that makes everything difficult to see.
Yeah, my mom had to have that cataract surgery. Well, Webb says that the procedure to install the bionic lenses would be completely painless. I kind of mentioned that. And it will only take 8 minutes. It's kind of interesting. I read about it. They just use a shot and they put this saline, which is salt water, into your eyes. And over time, that contact lens unfolds inside your eye. And then it covers your eye, and that's all it takes. You can see perfectly after that. If you have a procedure, it's some sort of method that someone uses. It usually involves several steps. A procedure could be a medical procedure. So it's just a series of actions that you do in a certain order to accomplish something. Here we're talking about the medical procedure to actually put those lenses into your eyes. The patient's eye would be perfect immediately after the procedure was finished. Pretty cool. So Webb and his company have spent the last 8 years working on the bionic lenses. Clinical trials of the lenses on animals and humans, blind humans first, are to begin soon. A clinical trial is an experiment that they do on drugs before they're sold to the public to make sure they're safe and to see what kind of effects or after effects they might give. So they're going to test them on animals and blind humans first. And just be aware that only people over 25 can wear them, because your eyes aren't fully developed until you're 25.
Okay, sounds good to me. So again, they're going to conduct these experiments in clinics, and hopefully these lenses will be available very, very soon for those who need them. We'll talk about dengue fever now in the next portion, but right now we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
大家好，我是 Alice， 欢迎收听 English Digest。今天我们要来介绍 Unit 7 News Watch 的两篇新闻。首先第一篇新闻是 Doctor claims bionic lenses correct vision forever， 仿生水晶体打开你的新世界。课文第一段点出视力不好的不便以及仿生水晶体带来的优点。我们看到第一段的最后一句， However, imagine if you could have eyesight 3 times better than 20/20, not with glasses or contacts, but with bionic lenses. 然而，想象你如果能够拥有比 1.0 好像三倍的视力，但不是借由眼镜或是隐形眼镜，而是仿生晶体。这边我们要来介绍有关视力的用法。课文中的 20/20 可不是视力 2.0 的意思哦，而是 1.0。 如果要表达我的视力 1.0， 就可以说 I have 20/20 vision， 而视力 0.8 就等于 20/25 vision， 视力 0.1 就等于 20/200 vision。 描述方式是分子永远是20，这是为什么呢？ 其实 2020 的意思是量视力的时候有个板子，通常会摆在20英尺远的地方。如果你可以清楚地看到20英尺的地方，别人也可以看到20英尺处，那就代表你的视力正常，是 1.0。 如果是 20-200 vision， 意思是你可以看清楚20英尺的地方，可是其他人却可以清楚地看到200英尺处，这就代表你的视力只有 0.1。 而如果要用几百度来表达，例如我的近视有550度，就要说 I am nearsighted with 5.5 diopters. Diopter, D-I-O-P-T-E-R, 意思是屈光度，它分为正的跟负的。如果是负数，例如 -4.5D 就等于近视450度。如果是正数，例如 +2.0D 就代表远视200度。Nearsighted, N-E-A-R-S-I-G-H-T-E-D 是形容词近视的的意思。或是讲 short-sighted 也可以，要表达远视的我们可以说 far-sighted 或是 long-sighted。 另外名词散光则是 astigmatism， A-S-T-I-G-M-A-T-I-S-M。 例如 I have astigmatism， 我有散光。课文第二段接着说明仿生水晶体的好处，我们看到本段的第二句，So powerful are the lenses that patients would have perfect vision, no matter how bad their eyes were before. 这种晶体如此的有效，以至于无论患者以前的视力有多差，都可以拥有完美的视力。这边我们来看复合关系代名词的用法。复合关系代名词指的是关系代名词后面加上 ever。例如 whoever, whichever, whomever, whatever 等等。另外复合关系代名词也可以当作副词、名词或是形容词用。当复合关系代名词用作副词的时候，连接后面的副词子句就是表达让步，这个时候可以跟 no matter 加关系代名词替换。例如课文中的 no matter how 就可以用副词 however 代换。举个例子， The monk spread peace and love no matter where he went. 将 no matter where 用复合关系代名词 wherever 代换的话，就会变成 The monk spread peace and love wherever he went. 那名僧侣不管去到哪里都在散播和平和爱。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Let's continue with our lesson, everybody. The next news story here is the dangers of dengue fever. Dengue fever is how we say it in English, or dengue, as you say it in Mandarin Chinese.
Ah.
And yes, indeed, we do talk about some dangers here. Dengue fever is not fun. And dengue fever was rampant in southern Taiwan last year, spreading so widely that at least 19,412 cases of it were confirmed. Actually, the number has grown since then. And if something is rampant, that means it is very much present, it is flourishing, it is spreading, and it's out of control. So if something's rampant, that means they're having difficulty controlling it as it's getting bigger and spreading widely.
Okay, if something is confirmed, and we'll use this to talk about cases of a particular disease, or maybe you're reading a news story and a rumor was confirmed, or a fact was confirmed by somebody. It means somebody said, yes, that's true, or this particular fact or belief has been firmly proven or established to be true. We also use it to talk about somebody who will never get married, like a confirmed bachelor, a guy who has sworn or promised to never get married. He's a confirmed bachelor. Well, a lot of cases have been confirmed now, and I think we'll see the number go up. Dengue fever is a viral illness that most commonly occurs in Southeast Asia, Africa, South America, and usually in tropical or subtropical regions, which means, oh yeah, Taiwan has a good chance of getting this that we've seen. Viral just means it's part of a disease that is caused by a virus. It's not a bacteria that we get. A virus also causes the common cold.
Mm-hmm. And a related term is to go viral when something becomes really popular really fast, like the photo he posted on Facebook became viral within just a day.
It has to become popular on the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, of course, it happens in various places in the world, Southeast Asia, Africa, South America, and also other tropical and subtropical regions like Taiwan. Taiwan is a subtropical area, not tropical like Indonesia. And unlike a regular fever, dengue isn't contagious. So if you sit next to somebody or they touch you, you won't catch it. Contagious means it's spread from one person to another by direct contact. But here, rather, instead, the Aedes mosquito, it's a special kind of mosquito, wenzi, it carries and spreads this virus. Now, symptoms of dengue or signs or indications that you have this disease include fever, which means you're really hot, headaches. Oh, my head. Where's the aspirin? Muscle or joint pain. I don't want to move. I just want to sit still. It hurts to move. And rash, that's like red spots on your skin. Nausea. Oh, my stomach feels really weird. I feel like throwing up.
Yeah.
And, of course, vomiting is throwing up. And also loss of appetite. Oh, I don't feel like eating anything. I'm not hungry. Your appetite, of course, refers to your feeling or your desire of getting something to eat.
Yeah, usually when you don't feel very good or don't feel well, you just don't want to eat. I rarely want to eat when I'm sick. Actually, if I have a cold, I like to eat so that it helps my throat feel better. Mm-hmm. But when I have the flu, forget it. Don't want it.
Might be different for people.
Yeah. Dengue fever is quite serious, guys. It's not to be taken lightly. I had friends in Taiwan, Tom, that were telling me, don't go to Tainan and don't go down to Kaohsiung. You need to just stay up north. We have had very few cases in the Taipei area. And usually when they've had cases, they've later found out that those folks were coming up from the south. The mosquitoes prefer the southern part of this island. So there are several steps you can take in order to avoid catching it. I just told you one. Don't go down south. Okay, now first, stay in air-conditioned or screened housing to keep mosquitoes out. Mosquitoes love humidity. They love heat, especially, but they love humid places where there's a lot of water in the air. So if you're smart, you'll turn that air conditioner on and dry out your house. Or there are machines called, what are they called, evaporators? No.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The word will come to me, dehumidifier.
Dehumidifiers.
Dehumidifier.
Thank you. I do have one of those. You could turn one of those on during the winter because it's too cold to turn your air conditioning on.
I guess you'd have to keep all your doors and windows closed, though.
Yeah, I close my windows, yeah.
Okay, so yes, you want to stay in air-conditioned housing and screened housing. You know, you want to have screens on your doors and windows there to keep those mosquitoes out. And second, try not to be outside during the morning or evening when there are a lot of mosquitoes scouting for blood, especially the female mosquitoes. They're looking for blood because they need that blood for their eggs or something like that. And I guess they mostly come out in the morning and the evening. So I guess you're okay to go outside during the day, but in the morning, stay inside. And in the evening, also stay inside. And here we have the phrase to scout for something. That just means to go out and look for something. You could scout for information, for example. If you're trying to do some market research, for example, and try to open a new market somewhere, you scout for information. But here, these mosquitoes are scouting for blood, and they can smell you a mile away, and they'll go right for you.
Well, one other thing you can do is to wear long-sleeved clothing. Cover your arms up. That's not so hard in the winter. It would be hard in the summer here because it's hot.
Yeah.
So long-sleeved clothing helps. Long pants. Don't wear those short shorts, girls. You might get stung. Use repellent to protect yourself. A repellent is a sort of chemical that you can buy that is supposed to be nasty to mosquitoes. They don't like it. So if you spray or rub repellent all over your skin, it should keep them away. I did read an article, though. You have to get something that's really good. And they recommended Off, O-F-F. It's a brand name for a mosquito repellent. It's one of the only ones that actually works.
Ooh.
So be careful, guys. Just don't put anything on. Make sure you get a repellent that is recommended by the pharmacist or the doctor to keep these nasty mosquitoes away.
And the brand you just mentioned is an example of mosquito repellent or insect repellent. There's also something called dog repellent. I don't know exactly how it works.
Really?
But yeah, you use it if you're running or riding your bicycle because sometimes dogs chase you and try to bite you and stuff like
that. That's never happened to me.
I usually use my air pump on my bicycle and just whack them on the head really hard.
No!
I've done that before. It teaches them a lesson.
Really?
Yes. I hate it when those dogs chase me when I ride my bicycle.
Why do they chase? They don't chase me.
And
I must look
dogs
nice.
Dogs are just weird. But in any case here, yes, use repellent. Use those long-sleeved garments. All of those things can protect yourself against those mosquito bites. And finally, keep water covered or get rid of standing water as it is a breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Yeah.
If you get rid of something, you just throw it away. Get rid of all those old clothes. You never wear them anymore and they're just taking up space. Get rid of them. Standing water is just water that's there. It's not moving at all. And mosquitoes love to breed there. They lay their eggs there. Breeding ground, of course, is a place where animals have their babies.
That's right. So here are the tips that you need to really consider. Take it seriously because dengue fever is horrible and some people have even passed away from it. Okay, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back to wrap up.
接下来我们看到第二篇新闻。The dangers of dengue fever. 登革热疫情席卷台湾。课文第一段概略介绍了登革热，像是容易发生登革热的地区、传播方式和症状。第二段介绍了四个防止登革热的方法。我们看到课文最后一句 Finally, keep water covered or get rid of standing water as it is a breeding ground for mosquitoes. 最后把水盖上盖子或是排除积水，因为这是蚊子滋生的温床。我们看到片语 get rid of， 意思是排除、除去。例如 ，Could you help me get rid of my old furniture? They take up too much space in the apartment. 可以请你帮我处理掉旧家具吗？它们太占房间的空间了。同样表达摆脱、丢弃的常用字词还有 dispose of， D-I-S-P-O-S-E。例如 ,The government should dispose of nuclear waste in a manner that won't harm the environment. 政府应该以不会伤害环境的方式来丢弃核废料。或是 abandon, A-B-A-N-D-O-N. 例如 ,It is against the law to abandon a car on the highway. 将车子弃置在高速公路上是违法的。以上就是今天的课程，谢谢收听。
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and here's hoping that all of your news is good news in the new year. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.